We give him praise this morning. I want to thank the Lord for being here this morning. Thank God for always. Pastor standing in her stead. Thank God for the saints. Thank the Lord for Sunday school this morning. Turned out to be wonderful. It is really good, but it is your season. Always our season. It's always our season. I don't think we're never out of season. We shouldn't be out of season. Jesus went to that fig tree and cursed it because it didn't bear no fruit. And the Bible says it was out of season for it to bear fruit. So Jesus saying, look, we ain't never supposed to be out of season bearing no fruit. We're supposed to always have that fruit available. So God is good. There to my heart when the blood was applied. We've been singing that song. I cannot sing that song. I mean, it just breaks me all the way down. I mean, I cannot utter a word. I can't even say glory to his name, hardly. Because, you know, it just touched my spirit. You know, I'm appreciative of what God has done for me, you know. I mean, as Paul said, a wretched man that I am. You know, God is just a wonderful God. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. I'm going to be reading out the book of Matthew chapter 12, start at verse 22, and I'm going to jump down to 38, somewhere around there. But then, you glad to be in the house of the Lord? I'm glad to be in the house of God. I'm really glad. So much is going on out there in the world. You got people. We're going to pray before we get into the word. People are just really going through out here, and it's tough to see and know that some of the things that they believe that they have to or they think they like. One of the texts that we got, man's son is, you know, he's on drugs. And son said he like it. You know, that's his life. And it's just sad. You know, it's a trick of the devil. It's a trick of the devil, you know. The enemy, boy, I tell you, he just really come. But we have a mighty God. We have a mighty God that God is able to deliver every drug addict that want to be delivered, every sinful person that want to be delivered, every whoremonger, every liar, every thief. If you want to be delivered, we have a mighty God, and he's able to deliver you. Because Paul says, such were some of you. Such were some of us, you know, and God delivered us. So, Father, we come before your throne this morning, God. Oh, God, where we can obtain mercy and find that grace, Lord God. We pray, Father God. Oh, God, for Sister Phyllis on this morning, God, we pray, God, that you will touch her, Lord. We pray, God, that you will keep her, Lord God. God, whatever that she's battling, Father God, we pray, God, that she will be still and let you fight her battle, Lord. We pray, God, for this man, this son, God, that's strung out on drugs and many like him, Lord God, that are strung out, God, on drugs, Lord God. And Lord, they say they like it. That's their life, God. We know that's a lie from hell. God, we know that they've been deceived, Lord God, and they've been bamboozled, Lord God. They've been lied to, Father. So we pray, God, that you would deliver these people, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you would touch their lives, Lord God. Give them a mind, God. Let them know, God, what it is to be free, God, and what it is, God, to love, Lord God. We pray for these people, God, that are hooked on drugs, God. They may not be on drugs, Lord. They may be hooked, God, on gambling. May be hooked, God, on lying, God. Whatever, God, they're hooked on, God, we ask that you would get them off the hook, God. Have mercy upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them, Lord God, in the name of. Apply that same blood, Lord Jesus. We know it still works, Lord. Apply that same blood, God, that you applied to us, Lord God. We just thank you right now. Thank you for healing in this house. Thank you for touching Jace, Lord. Thank you for touching Brittany. Thank you, Lord God, for touching my wife. Thank you, Lord God, for touching me, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for touching, God, your people, Lord God. DD, God, we thank you, Lord God, for touching your people, Lord. God, you're showing us, oh God, that you're still with us, Lord, and you're still mighty, God, and we thank you, Lord God. And as we go into the word, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you lead and guide me by the Holy Ghost, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a praise this morning. He is wonderful. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Jesus is to me. He is a counselor, a mighty God. Yes, he is. He's so great. We'll be talking a little bit about God's house or the devil's house. And I ain't going to be long up here. I just thank God. I thank him for giving me strength. Man, I got so weak yesterday. I mean, I was just felt faint. I mean, there's a reason behind it. I ain't sick, Pastor. You know, I just got so weak, and I said, Lord, give me strength to go on. Start getting headaches and all of this stuff start coming. I just started rebuking the devil and saying, Lord, you said when I'm weak, I'm strong. You said you'll make me. Start quoting all the scriptures that I can think of, Pastor. All that came to mind. Well, you know, and I went and laid down. I'm like, man, I just ain't getting no relief. But I got up this morning about 3 o'clock this morning, and, man, I felt so good. I thank God. You know, God is, he's good. He's a mighty God. You know, it's just things that you ain't done in a while. You got to get used to doing them again. And you know what I'm talking about. You know, you ain't used to doing something. It could be the word. You ain't used to reading the word. You fell off. You ain't read it in a while. You're going to struggle to get back in that word. You ain't prayed in a while. You're going to struggle to get back into prayer. But it's going to be a struggle. But at least you're struggling to get back where you're supposed to be. You know, you, at least you know that you're out of the will of God. And so I thank God for strengthening me. And I need more strength, Lord. I pray my strength in the Lord this morning. And we're going to be talking about I titled this God's house or the devil's house. But I'm going to start up here, verse 22, Matthew 12, where Jesus healed this possessed person. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him in so much that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. You don't have people believing that way no more. People don't believe God is in the healing buildings no more. That was back then. But people are just missing out. And he said, all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow do not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Go down to verse 38. He letting them know, if I'm doing this by the devil, a house divided ain't gonna stand. It can't stand. It's got to be together. And then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, would we see a sign from thee? But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation shall seek it after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Here it is. He just got finished doing us marvelous things. You know, he healed a blind man that was possessed with the devil. He couldn't speak. He couldn't do nothing. They seen all of God's goodness and all of his miraculous signs and wonders. And then they asked him for a sign. Yeah, he's still not believing. And so many people today are asking yet for a sign, Lord, and not believing what God is able to do, what he wants to do, what he came to do. And he said an evil, he called a generation evil. This can be an evil generation. This can be an evil and adulterous generation seeking after signs. And I believe many people are seeking signs when they're trying to figure out when God is trying to, when Jesus is going to come back. You know, they're trying to pinpoint, and he already told us that he don't know when he's coming back. Ain't no need to trying to figure this thing out. All we got to do is just live it out. Just live this thing. Like he say, living, and we're going to be what we're supposed to be. He said, an evil and adulterous generation seek a sign. He said, but ain't no sign going to be given them but the same sign that was given as the prophet Jonah. Jonah was in the whale's belly for 3 days and night. Folk don't believe that. Get online. They trying to figure out, is the whale big enough? What kind of whale was it? And all came, was it a fish? And was it this? Just go with the word said. You know, just go with what he said. He said, ain't no, y'all ain't going to get no sign. He said, even this sign you're going to have, you know, that the Son of Man going to be just like Jonah. He's going to be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. But they don't believe that either. They don't believe Jesus died and he rose again. You know, people are looking out the signs. They ain't looking for the truth. They ain't looking for faith. They looking for signs. They're trying, and when they look for these signs, I believe they're trying to prove him wrong so they can find error in the Bible, they say. The Bible contradicts itself. I heard of this man, he was saved, a deacon, been saved. He ain't no young guy, he's older than me. Been saved for years and years and years. And so he come to the conclusion that he found some discrepancies in the Bible. So therefore, I cannot go by the Bible no more. But he stopped going to church, stopped being, and he left his office. You know, you know, people just don't understand. You know, we walk by faith and not by sight. Get in this word and find out what he really talking about. He'll open it up to you. He said, you know, we're not supposed to be seeking after signs and wonders. And then he says down here, 40, where I'm at, 40, 41. And Jesus says, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation shall condemn it. Because they repented, at the preaching of Jonas and beheld a greater than Jonas. Man, I get to read in this Bible, I be want to put my own words in there instead of sticking with the words. I'm thinking they repented not, but they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here, he said. He said, this generation is going to, The people of Nineveh are going to rise up and judge this wicked generation that don't have no faith because they repented. The people today, he's saying, they just won't repent. They won't turn from their wicked ways. You know, if you know anything about Nineveh, Nineveh was a wicked place. They said they were doing all kind of stuff in there. Just what they doing today. Just what they doing today. But when Jonah went to preach the gospel, which he didn't want to go preach, found out that he didn't want to go preach the gospel because he felt like, well, he's a Jew and they don't deserve to hear the gospel. They don't deserve to hear what God can do for them. You know, he knew that they would believe it. But when he got there and he preached the gospel, the Bible says that the king called a fast and repented. He called the women, the men. He called the children and he called the animals on a fast. They couldn't even eat either. When nobody eating, he said he repented and they turned to God. People ain't repenting, they ain't turning to God today. You know, you preach, you got preachers, you got prophets, you got all kind of people that are sowing the word out there, but there is no repentance. People are okay with themselves. I'm all right. Then he said, the queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon's. She heard about Solomon's wisdom. He had so much wisdom. He has more wisdom than all men, the Bible says. So she heard about it. So I got to go and see about this man. People hear about the word of God. They hear about Jesus, but they don't go and see about what he got to say. But this woman was so smart and wise herself. So she said she had to go and hear what this man got to say. And this man told her all kind of stuff. Told her everything. And then she turned around and said, and the half ain't been told. And that's wisdom. You can only get that kind of wisdom through the gospel. You can only get that kind of wisdom through God. For he was wiser than all men, the Bible says. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding in all things. And he says here, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. We know that the Lord is here. He's greater than Solomon, anybody else. And when the unclean spirit, did I go too far? I'm on 43. Okay. And when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. The Bible says an unclean spirit that goes out of a man, he goes out of a man. You know, he wasn't depossessed. He wasn't ejected. He wasn't cast out of the man. The Bible says when he goes out of a man and he walketh in dry places. Dry places is not a good place to be. We see that the devil walking up and down and dry, trying to find the dry places. You know, he's trying to find a place where there ain't no moisture, where ain't no water, Ain't no oil where ain't nobody been poured, anointed with no oil. Ain't no moisture in an individual. The devil, he went out seeking. He left this place. Went seeking whom he can devour. Yeah, man, I tell you, it looks dry sometimes when you see people out there walking. You can look in their eyes and see their soul and know that they just dry and empty. When you dry, you just empty. You have no life. And it's sad. It's really sad. And he says, y'all bear with me. He walks through dry places seeking rest. And the only place he can find rest is in a dry, desolate individual. He's looking for dry places where ain't nothing going on, where ain't no washing, no cleansing, no quenching of no thirst. The devil knows who's who. He said, look, I know Paul and I know Jesus. He said, but you, I don't know. And the devil will come in on you and, man, I tell you, and just destroy your house. And this is what God is telling us about these dry places that people are walking in, a dry house. It looks like this. Let's go to Galatians 5 and 19. This is what a dry house that I call, it looks like this is, it's a house full of adultery. It's a house full of fornication. It's an unclean house. It's a house full of lasciviousness where ain't no self-control. It's a house of idolatry. It's a house of envy, a house of jealousy. It's a house that have grudges. It's a house that, you know, that have murderers. It may not be murder, may not have no weapon, no sword, no pistol on your hip, but you got your mouth and you can murder some folk. You can kill people with your mouth. This what a dry house look like. It's a drunkenness. It's a house full of drunkenness. It's a house that's what they call revelings, you know, a place where people want to go and take part in orgies and sex parties and all this stuff. But still, they want to call themselves saved. And Paul said, and such like this, and anything that's like this, anything that's close to this, he said, such like this, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So ain't no need of thinking that you live in this kind of life that you're going to inherit the kingdom of God. You got to get yourself right and get some water in you. You got to be watered by the word of God. If you're dry, this what you're looking like. This what the house looks like. It's a dry house full of adultery. It's full of wickedness. It's full of everything that's contrary to the word of God. That's a dry house. And the Bible said, and this is the place where he rests. He rests in places like this. He goes and make his habitation in places like that, places that's deserted, places that's dry. You know, you can't be caught with your work undone. You can't be like Ephraim, you know, like a cake unturned. Just you're done on one side, but the other side, you ain't done. You got to be done all the way around. You got to have your heart washed through and through. You got to have your soul completely saved. And you got to keep it saved. And a lot of people think that because, okay, I got saved, I'm saved. You got to keep it saved. He said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So if you ain't being fearful, reverence God, and trembling, you ain't working out your salvation. He said, work it out with fear and trembling. You got to work this thing out. God gave us salvation. Yes, he did. We saved. But you got to repent of those wicked ways. Paul said these things here, it's in such like these things I tell you. He says, shall not enter the kingdom of God. These are dry places, and the enemy loves, he loves dry places. And when he can't find no dry place, the Bible says, he says, and he said unto him, I will return. Verse 44, I will return. And he said, I will return to my house. He called it his house. Whose house is it? Is God's house or is the devil's house? He said, if you got all this stuff going on, he said, it's a wicked house. The Lord said he cannot dwell in an unclean vessel. He will not dwell in an unclean vessel. It's impossible for God to dwell in an unclean vessel. You know, righteousness and unrighteousness can't fellowship. Light and dark can't fellowship together. And Jesus said, look, you either going to serve one or the other. You can't serve two masters. You're going to serve one or hate the other one. And he says, I will return to my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he find it empty. He said, I'm going to go back to this place where I just left. He left this place. When he left, he didn't left. The Bible says, he said he's going to find it empty, swept, and garnished. That sounds, garnished sound real good. Like it's going to be garnished with some good stuff. He said, but it's empty and it's swept. When you sweep something, you're sweeping up trash, ain't you? You know? He wasn't sweeping up no trash. He said, I'm going back to my house just like I left it. A mess, confused, oppressed, discouraged, afraid, miserable, you know, having no peace, no happiness. That's the devil's house. It ain't got no life. He said, I'm going back to my house where it's been swept. It ain't been swept. It ain't been garnished with grace like God. When God sweep your house, he going to sweep it clean. And the devil can't come back to it. He going to look, that devil come back to you. That devil come. What'd you say this morning, Jackie? I ain't got time for this. When he comes, you can tell the devil, you just keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on walking, devil. I ain't got no room for you. I'm filled up. I've been swept. I've had the blood of Jesus applied to me. But the devil gonna come. Rest assured, he's gonna come and try you. But you got to have something inside of you. You got to have some oil in you or something. You got to have some water. If you got some oil, we know oil, they use the don't be like the five foolish. They were caught without their oil. They were dry. You got to have some water in. You got to have some wine. You got to have something. When the devil comes, you got to have some kind of moisture in you, some kind of life in you, so he can keep on stepping. But the devil ain't going to keep stepping when he don't see nothing in you. He going to try that house. He going to try to overtake that house. And he said, I'm going to go back to my house from where I came from. That's his house. That's not God's house. And when he came, anytime the devil can come and leave as he please, it ain't God's house. Anytime he can step up to you and leave out of you and come back, you still a liar, you his house. Anytime he leave and come back and you still committing adultery, that's his house. Anytime he leave and come back and find you lying, you still lying, oh, that's my house. I know my address. He know where he lives at. He know where to go. But he said he walked up and down the earth, going to and fro. He said he couldn't find none. Don't let him find none in here, church. He can walk all he want in here. He ain't going to find none in here. We all filled up. We full. Ain't no room for no mess. Ain't no vacancy for no confusion. We all filled up. Ain't no room for the devil. None whatsoever. And God is a mighty God. Jesus said in Matthew 12:28, he said, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto thee. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his good. I'm going to try to take my time with this here. He said, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoil. He said, but when a stronger than the strong man. See, we got a mighty God. There's this song out there that says, we need a strong God. His brother said, we need a strong. He right. He needs a strong God if he don't have Jesus, because we got a mighty God. Jesus is the only mighty one that I know that's able to bind any strong man. He said, and he overcomes him. Jesus overcame the devil in the wilderness. He overcame him on the cross. He overcame the world. He overcame him. And the devil thought he had Jesus when Jesus was dead and gone for a while. But Jesus rose again. And then he said, Jesus said, then the stronger man, he takes from him. I'm in Luke 11:22. And he said, he taketh from him all his armor, which he trusted in. You know, his armor, his weapons that he used. You know, we're not ignorant of his devices. We know what the devil used. He trusts in his temptations. He trusts in his lies. He trusts in all his wicked schemes, all his stuff that he used to deceive God's people. Jesus said he taketh from him all his armor. That's all the devil got, is lies, deceits. He ain't got no real power. God said he took it from him, but he give us power. He stripped him of his power and gave us power over all the power of the enemy. So these are the things that the devil trusted in. He believes that he can deceive God's folk. He believed he can run over them and come in and out of their house as he pleased. He believed that he can trick them. He believed that he can deceive them. We know that he come to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's what he came to do. But we're not ignorant of his devices, because God lets us know what he came to do. In fact, Jesus said, I give you power over this devil, but if you submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. You ain't got to worry about the devil coming in your house, because you got a strong man that came and delivered you. What the devil meant for our evil, for our bad, God turned around and worked it out for our good. There's a stronger than the devil out there. People need to know, they got to know that there is a strong God. There is a mighty God out there. He's able to save. He's able to deliver. He's able to keep. God is able to do it. But yet, people are walking around dry. And so sad, most of the church is walking around dry. And he says, and he divided his spoils. Jesus came to spoil the devil's goods. You know, what goods did the devil have? Well, he had this soul. He got souls. Those are goods. Jesus said he came and spoiled his goods. Jesus talking about the souls of men. They were a prize. They were a possession. They were trophies to the devil. But when Jesus came into your life and bound that strong man and made you free and free indeed, he took back what belonged to him. He came and got you out of all of the mess that you were in. He came and healed your mind. He came, delivered your soul. Jesus came and blessed you in your body, blessed the fruit of your womb. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. When he came and bound that strong man, you were made free and free indeed. And can't no devil in hell come and overtake you. Can't no devil in hell come and bind the stronger man. He's a stronger man. Jesus is living in his house. Joshua said, as for me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And when he come to this house, he going to see some water. When he come to this house, he going to see some fire. He going to see some oil. Because I ain't going to let, Lord, I'm going to stay at your feet. I don't want my light to grow dim. It might grow dim, but I don't want it to go out. So you got to stay at God's feet and get this oil. You got to stay at his feet to get this water. You got to stay at his feet to get some wine. You got to stay at his feet so you can be full of God's glory. Well, the devil just walk right on by you. He'll walk right on by you. I got to tell this. I know this brother. He wasn't saved. But it just shows you how he had a praying mom and daddy. And daddy was a pastor. He said he was out there with some guys. And they was out there trying to get high. They had some cocaine. So they all sat down. And they started sniffing. And they asked him, I said, man, you want something? He said, I said, come on. So they coerced him to take a sniff. He took a sniff. And they all getting outside their mind. And he's sitting up there looking at them like this. They said, what's wrong with you, bro? They said, get another one. Another one. And another one. And another. That's the power of God. He never got high. He said, man, that stuff never bothered me. I knew it wasn't for me to do. I said, man, you had a praying mama. You had a praying daddy. That's the power. That is a strong God. That's a mighty God. He could have lost his life. He could have been an addict today, but he's doing good. He's a preacher. You know, that's the kind of God. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that we have out here. He will keep you. When you got praying mamas and daddies that's laboring, yeah, your kids may not be doing right now. But God got them. God got them covered. Not just this generation, but the generation to come. God got them covered. You just got to pray and just stay before God and believe God. This man could have been a junkie. But he said, man, I left out of there. I said, that stuff never bothered me. I said, boy, you crazy. I ain't say you was tough. I said, you crazy to keep on sniffing. I said, you know better than that. You weren't no kid. He's a grown man. But look at the mercy of God. Look at the grace of God. I mean, trying to get outside. God said, no, I ain't going to let you get outside your mind. I ain't going to let you lose your soul. That's how good God is. I ain't going to let the devil destroy you. I know he meant it for evil, but I mean it for your good. God turns everything around and work it out for your good. He turns it around. And around and around. And so he said, his house was not swept and it wasn't garnished with the love of God. It wasn't garnished with the joy of the Holy Ghost. It wasn't garnished with the peace of the Holy Ghost. This man's house that he's talking about was garnished with filth. The devil lived in that house. That wasn't God's house. But there was a stronger God. There was a stronger God that came and delivered you. There was a stronger God that came and delivered me. He's a mighty God. He's able to keep you. He's able to provide for you. He's able to navigate you through this so-called rough life that we have. I'm finding it a little bit more interesting now. Since I know who my God is. And they that know who their God should do exploits. God is going to do those exploits for you. He going to keep you in the midst of this world. You ain't got to worry about what's going on. You ain't got to worry about your children, your children's children. Just put the word on them. Just know that God is with them. Just put it in them. I'm going to start that today, Pastor. I'm going to tell my grown men, every scripture you learn, I give you a dollar. And I don't know if y'all picked up. I pick up on that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, I do so much stuff that she done. If it worked for her, then it's got to work for me. He said he's no respecter person. They can grow, they still my kids. So I give you $2. Pastor was only giving them a dollar. I give you $2. See who can learn the most scriptures. I give you $2 a scripture. It'd be worth it. Wasn't it? Hey, Pastor, was it worth it? Wait a minute, I'm going to ask y'all, was it worth it? Oh, yeah. Yes, it was worth it. So God turns things around and works it out for our good. Jesus said, I stand at your door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open it, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. When he comes in and sup with him, what did he say? He's going to come in and have dinner with you. He's going to come in and feed you. Now we know the body needs food. That's why I was weak. I needed some food. This body needs this natural food. But there's some other things. Jesus said, look, I will come in and sup with you. He's going to come in and feed that spirit man and give it life so it can go on, so it can stand today. So it can be your season. So the blood of Jesus will be applied. That's what he said. He's going to come in and sup with us and us with him. The Lord is saying, whatever God does in this day and hour, he wants you to know that you've been garnished. You've been swept clean. You've been made whole. The devil thinks, he thought that he had you. He's been walking up and down, to and fro. You probably feel a little wind sometime. What was that? That's the devil just going by because he know he see blood. There's been blood applied over this doorpost. And when he see the blood, he going to pass over you. The devil can't touch you. He can't do nothing with you. Jesus broke that curse and he saved a wretch like me. He saved a wretch like you. Know that there is a stronger man. There is a mighty God. God is so mighty to where he can move any mountain. God is so mighty that he can make anything conform for you to be a blessing to you. God is so mighty to where God keeps you on the highways and byways. He is so mighty. He is greater than the greatest. You can't find nobody like Jesus nowhere. There ain't a strong man like him. He said, but when a stronger come, who is this? We need a strong God. That's what the song said. You need to get Jesus then, brother. You need this strong God. We got a strong God. He's so strong that where he surpassed strong. He's mighty. He's great. He's awesome. And he can do anything but fail. That's one thing God won't do. He won't fail. He won't let you down. He won't leave you in the gutter. He won't leave you in the dope house. He ain't going to leave you in the drug house. He won't leave you out there on the corner. God won't leave you right there. He came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And we're not living. Most folk ain't living that abundant life. And if you got Jesus in your life, you live an abundant life. So we got to act like we live an abundant life because we got a strong man that delivered us. He's with us. He's so strong, man. God give you anything. He give you what you need. And he give you the desires of your heart. That's how strong he is. Somebody said this morning ain't nothing. And God ain't never not done what I asked him to do. I can contest to that. I feel like God done everything I ever asked him for according to his will. I mean, down to the spiritual things, all the way down to the natural things. Lord, I need a van, but I want it to be white. Why can't you just take what he give you? I will, but he told me to ask. I want a white van with blue interior, with a CD player, with power windows. I want that, and I want this. And he said, go. Then I go. Broke, bad credit, all of that. But I come back with what I wanted. He ain't never failed me. God never failed you. He ain't never failed you. But some of us got to try him. He wants you to try him. He wants you to try him to see, won't he make good on his word? He'll make good on his word. Whatever you're looking for this morning, there's a strong man. And he's ready to go in and bind that strong man. That strong man ain't strong at all. He ain't no match for Jesus. Jesus said, look, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on this earth shall be loose in heaven. We just got to start binding and loosing. Tying that devil up, kicking him out. Binding him up. You got to go, devil. You can't live here no more. You know, sometimes Susie got to tell David, you can't live here no more. John got to tell Mary, you can't live here no more. It's time for you to go. Why? I don't know, but I just feel like you shouldn't be here. One, because I'm married. My wife told me when we were dating, said, Al, I can't be with you no more. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, we unequally yoked. I said, really? We can't be together then. God is good, ain't he? She meant it. And I'm scratching my head. I'm like, what did I do? I ain't doing nothing. I ain't try to kiss her. I ain't try to touch her or nothing. I know I didn't try to do that because, in fact, she thought something was wrong with me because I didn't. Am I right? I'm like, what did I do? Well, you ain't saved. Man, I love that. I love that. That was God's property. That was God's property. And the devil will try to come in. He don't care how saved you are. He'll come and try to take over your house. He will. The devil, literally try to take over your house. Spiritually and naturally so. But she said, no, we're unequally yoked. I thought, well, Lord, I better go on about my business. But we hooked up again. That's when the Lord had dealt with me about salvation. You know, and so things happened. We got married. But I mean, the devil would try to literally come in your house and take over your house. I had one of my siblings come to my house and flicking remotes and watching stuff that I'm like, oh no. I say, sister, we don't watch stuff like this in the house. You know, we don't watch all that profanity. We don't watch this kind of stuff. I'm grown. I said, I understand that. But I said, but you in my house. This God's house. And I'm going to tell you, the devil will let, if you let him, the devil will come and take over your house. But God has given us the power. He's given us authority over all of the power of the devil. You ain't got to be scared of the devil. It can be your big brother, your big sister. Just tell him, like, and no, we just don't do that here. We don't believe that over here in this house. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You can do what you want to do with your house. You let the devil just tear your house up. Let him have it. But I'm going to fight for my house. The kingdom suffered violence, the Bible said. And the violent got to take it by force. I'm taking my house back. If the devil's in, he's got to go. He's got to go. I'm evicting him. I'm serving him notice today. This is your last hour. Matter of fact, right now you got to go. I ain't give you no time to come up with no more scheme. Get out of here, devil. Kick that devil out of your house. You ain't got to be dry. God poured water in you. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Devil ain't messing with nobody like that. He said, you've been washed by the water, in other words. He ain't messing with nobody like that. He said, you got oil poured in your lamp. You ain't dry. Stay lit. You're a light set up on the hill that cannot be here. I don't care how much you try to hide. You can go to the biggest church all you want and sit in the midst of all of those folk. But your light's still going to be shining. God going to pick you out of all of those folk. Why'd he pick me? Because you belong to me. You got to come out of them places. God trying to bring us out of some places. The devil walks up and down in dry places, the Bible says, seeking whom he going to devour. Seeking whose house he's going to come and try to take over. And it's so sadly that he's taken over so many houses. Individuals, people, they have given themselves over to this devil. And it's sad. They call saints. We can't talk about no sinners because he already belonged to them. We talking about God's folk. Whose house is this? Whose house is this, Al? This is God's house. This is God's house. The devil, God is asking you a question this morning. Whose house are you? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. God bless you this morning. That's all I got. God is good. God wants us to know that he's with us. He's our strong God. We can't let the devil take our minds. We can't let him take our hearts. We can't be fumbling around being discouraged. You know, those are dry places. We got to renew ourselves. If you got to renew yourself, you just renew yourself. Get back to that altar. Get back and tell God, if y'all come up here with me on Wednesdays or on Sundays, that's all you're going to hear me doing is repenting. Asking God to help me. Lord, get me right. That stuff that's in me that I don't know, that he knows is in me, get this stuff out of me, Lord. Because the devil going to come and try you. And when he come, I'm going to be all filled up. No room, no vacancy. Put that no vacancy sign up. Not here, devil. Keep it going. Go to the next house. And I don't even want him being my neighbor. That's too close, Didi. I don't want him on my left side, my right side. I don't want him behind me or in front. You go back where you belong, to the pits of hell. That's where you go. That's where we cast him out. Get out of here. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? Whose house, if you ain't getting nothing today, ask yourself, for the rest of your life. Whose house is this? It'll have you thinking when stuff start coming at you. Well, Lord, no, this your house. I can't allow that. Because he sees it. He sees it. And he ain't going to leave you like that if you want his. He going to come and wring the devil out of you. He going to come and drive him out of you. That's how much God loves you. If you're bound with anything, you belong to God. If you want to belong to God, God will wring the devil out of you. He will drive it out. He'll cast it out. And when God casts something out of you, it can't come back. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is power. Mighty power. Stand to your feet. I'm finished. Nobody need prayer this morning? Anybody? Young people? Y'all need prayer for anything? Aaliyah, Joshua, Javion, Amara. You don't need prayer for nothing. Well, Father, as Pastor always say, I delivered my soul. But Father, I thank you for your word, Lord God. And Lord, we declare today, Lord, that these houses, Lord God, these mortal houses, Lord, that they belong to you, God. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We turn ourselves over to you this morning, Lord God, asking you to work things out, Lord. God, not only in our house, God, but God, in our children's houses, God, our husband and wife's house, God. Work these things out, Lord God. Lord God, we love them. We care for them, Father God, and we want to see them, God, free and free indeed, Lord. We want to see them make it, Lord God. Not wondering, God, what happened, God, when they leave here and when we depart, God. But, Father, we pray, God, that you begin to work on them even now, God, our children, God. Work on our houses, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, God. Lord God, that you just help us, Lord God, to get this thing right. We pray, God, that you bring order, God, in the church, Lord God, in all the churches, God, the body, God, from the head on down, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, that we would just continue to seek you, Lord God, for your anointing, God, that we would grow, God, grow, oh, Father God, exponentially, Lord, in your word, God, and in the spirit. And we pray, God, as we leave this place, God, but never from your presence, we ask that you be with us, Lord, bring us back at the appointed time in Jesus' name. Amen.